This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. How do you do? That didn't sound too strong, did it, ladies? How do you do?
Shall I do that it with better. A D?
Was that
like
better?
That one. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we're going to find out how we are doing in terms of discussion of issues. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Story List. You know, I always do this myself. Let's give it a whirl. Let's have... How about, Jay, you go through the people list, and Victoria, you do the story list, okay? That shouldn't always
and I'll
be
watch.
Me. Yeah, Jennifer can watch. All right. So,
take a nap.
All right. Victoria, go through the story list, please.
Okay. So am I doing 10 to 1?
Is that yeah, why not?
Doing? Okay.
Yeah,
well, at number 10, so at number 10 this week on the Talker's story list is election security and the Arizona election audit, which actually I don't really think got a lot of attention this week.
But, no, it didn't.
At number 9, U.S. foreign policy, so that includes China, Russia, Afghanistan, and Iran. Number 8, the Giuliani raid. Rudy's been in the headlines a lot this week, including his neighbor, who has kind of stole the show from him. Number 7, climate change and the education crisis. Not the same thing, but holding number 7 together. Number 6, southern border crisis and immigration reform. Number 5, race relations. Number 4, police reform. Also in holding that number 4 spot, gun control, the Supreme Court concealed weapons case. That's a big one that made a lot of headlines this week. Number 3, the economy, the infrastructure package, and the stimulus initiatives. Number 2, Biden's speech this week, the Washington party politics, which should probably always be on that list. And number 1, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, politics, and the crisis of COVID in India.
All right. Great job going through the story list, which, by the way, you can find at talkers.com, and you can also find it on our social media at DJV Show. All right. So, Jay in charge of social media, also in charge of the people list. What's that look like?
All right, so number 10, Vladimir Putin is on the list, followed by number 9, Boris Johnson. Like Victoria said with the stories, number 8, Rudy Giuliani. I feel like there should be an addendum to include his quintessential Upper East Side neighbor witness to the account who had everybody was talking about. So strongly. Number 7, Andrew Brown Jr. Number 6, Dr. Tony Fauci. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Number 4, Ron DeSantis and Kevin McCarthy. Number 3, Kamala Harris. Number 2, Tim Scott. And coming in at number 1, Joe Biden.
All right. Jennifer, Donald Trump's not on the people list. How come?
Because he shouldn't be. Why would he be on the people list right now?
No, I'm just asking the question. Don't be so defensive.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think it's a surprise that he's not on the people list because he's, you know, for the most part, kind of hanging out. I mean, his news this week, though, is that he did an interview and said that he's 100% considering 2024
and he would be
considering looking at Ron DeSantis as a running mate. I think that would be apparently
Mike Pence.
He's been offering Mike Pence for the last, since he got out of office.
He hasn't said anything, other than that he was disappointed. He hasn't said anything bad about Mike Pence, but I definitely don't think anybody thinks that that ticket will continue on for another 4 years. I think Trump would probably pick someone else.
I don't think anybody thinks that with Trump's name on it, it will continue for another 4 years.
I think DeSantis has ideas of his own. So
exactly.
Most of the people in the Republican Party are waiting to see if Trump's going to jump in. DeSantis has been pretty clear about that. So have other people waiting to see if Trump jumps in, I think it'll be a much smaller field. If he doesn't, then game on. I think there'll be a lot of Republicans in the race.
Yeah. Okay. Hello. We just got a new president. We're already starting to work on breaking down the system for another 4 years. Let's give it a rest, if you please. You mentioned, as I look through this list here, I guess maybe what I was asking myself as you read it, Jay, who would I like to see not on the list. Of all those names, what is there? I mean, I'm thinking about, I would like to, because I would like them to kind of disappear, like Bad Vlad. I wish somebody would just push them into a hole somewhere and see what they would come up with for new leadership in Russia.
Well, Navalny tried, but, you know, he's now starving to death, and,
right. Another one I'd like to see disappear is Boris Johnson. I think he's the most useless excuse for a leader. I know, Victoria, you'd probably say Netanyahu is, but Boris Johnson.
Oh, no, I have plenty of room for people who should be on that list of useless empty suits. Boris Johnson's definitely an empty suit. He made the news this week, though, because, you know, he's under investigation for using campaign funds to redo his apartment or something. So similar to
you could call him and tell him about it, because one of the other stories this week is that his phone number has been online for 15 years.
Well, he went back to doing, he's doing a midday show on WABC in New York. And he was only off for one day, the day that they raided his apartment.
Johnson?
He was on the air.
Boris Johnson?
Rudy Giuliani.
We're talking about Boris Johnson.
Oh, I was ahead of you. I was thinking about Rudy Giuliani. Okay. I'm for moving off of Boris Johnson. No, he's not doing anything on the radio and probably never would. But Rudy's got a midday show. I forget what time. I think it's on from noon to one, but I'm not sure, on WABC. So he went to that. He just did the show this week, the program. And,
why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't. This is good conversation, actually. That kind
of
stuff.
I'm sure a lot of people tuned in to see what he would say.
Absolutely.
I think he criticize WABC's coverage of what happened to him. I think I saw that headline somewhere. Yeah.
I think the most notable thing is that he had Hunter Biden's hard drive in his apartment, and he went to the FBI. He said, "Do you guys want to take this?" And they refused to take it.
So, really?
Yeah.
Well, no, they did take it eventually. That was that was a couple years ago.
What?
No, Rudy Giuliani this week said that he had more evidence on Hunter Biden. He had more emails put on a hard drive, and he said, "Here, do you want to take this?" And the FBI refused to take it. So,
did they refuse saying?
It tells you about the motivation there.
Or did they say, "No, we don't want that"? Yeah. Well, it could be in part. All right. So let's see who else do I wish wasn't on this list from my point of view. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi, or she'd go away. Fauci, I wish he'd go away. Definitely, I wish Kamala Harris would go away.
To the point where we didn't need Dr. Fauci anymore.
Yeah, but why don't we talk about these important people and just instead of a wish list of who you'd like to eliminate from the planet.
Of
all the people in the stories on this list, just to get back to biz for a little bit, Tim Scott, I think, has a really important story to tell this week. Tim Scott's a senator from South Carolina, and he provided the rebuttal, or if you call it the response, the Republican response, to the first
2-hour drama test on Wednesday,
congressional address by Joe Biden. And so it's an extremely difficult job, no matter who you are in that position, because typically it's always awkward, right? Usually whoever the president is gets to sit in front of a big auditorium full of people. That was not Joe Biden's story this time around, but typically you have a lot of interaction, a lot of back and forth, and so then you have some poor schlub who's been chosen to give the response, and they have to sit in front of a camera with a flagpole in the background, and, you know, it's not quite the same thing. And in fact, it's pushed people's careers back in some cases. I mean, Marco Rubio can never shake that awkward lunge for a water bottle when he was giving his response when he was seen as one of the rising stars of the Republican Party. So Tim Scott comes in, gives this phenomenal speech that connected with people. I mean, he almost became more of the story than Joe Biden because of this speech. And the response from people on the left and people on Twitter, they started calling him an Uncle Tim. So apparently it's okay to be racist when you're a well-to-do white person talking about a black Republican. And Twitter refused to take down people calling him an Uncle Tim, even though obviously we know the word is an Uncle Tom, but they're doing a play on his name. And they didn't take it down for hours and hours and hours. It took about 12, 16 hours for them to take down the hashtag.
Why does that surprise you? Well, that shouldn't surprise you.
But the thing, he said in his response, which makes no sense, he said, "I get called Uncle Tom and the N-word by progressives," and then, like, a few minutes later,
they wrote
he's like, he goes, oh, well, America's not a racist country. So, like, kind of like, well, which is it?
America is not. Look, when people say systemically racist, it doesn't mean there aren't racist people. I mean, I think that's what I always try to say here.
Good distinction.
And that's what he was saying there. And he was taken apart. Joy Reid on MSNBC went after him and said that she was disappointed and disgusted by his speech. And what he was referring to is that, and I think it was the Washington Post. If not, it was the New York Times. I think it was the Washington Post. Went after him and said that he wasn't really, he didn't really suffer because, you know, one of his lines is that in a lifetime, his grandfather went from cotton to him being in Congress. So he said from cotton to Congress in a lifetime. That story should be told everywhere to uplift people who think there is no chance because they have been held back. But instead, people poo all over that story, including one of these writers who said, well, that's not really the case because way back in his lineage, one of his family members owned property. Are you kidding me? You're a white person who is now saying that this black person doesn't have credibility anymore? I mean,
but you're not supposed to have credibility. If you're a Republican and you're black, you have no credibility with the traditional news media, especially the likes of MSNBC. Can I tell you something? I've heard Tim Scott's name bandied about for quite a long time. I never knew he was black until 2 minutes ago when I Googled him. I would never have been able to. I didn't watch the thing after. I didn't watch Biden.
You should watch his speech.
Watch
his speech
thing.
Was the best part
but
of the it, whole
but
thing.
But my
it was
point is that it didn't make any difference to me. And it ought not to make any. It isn't. I know that's the way it should be versus the way it is. But I'm pretty knowledgeable about what's going on in the country, if I do say so myself. And the fact that I didn't know that guy, because I've listened and I've seen quotes from him, and yeah, some of it has been about race and stuff, but not a lot of it. It doesn't seem to drive his life, but it seems to drive everybody else's life. That would drive him crazy if he doesn't fit into the mold of
it's
whatever.
It's just destructive that the people who like to call people racist are the real racists themselves.
I think you're right. 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. In the background, we're all wishing Phil McGinn, who is our producer in our main studio in Washington, happy birthday, because he doesn't want to be wished a happy birthday. So I'll throw my happy birthday in Phil as well. Happy birthday to Phil.
Give you this. It's the alternative.
Right, exactly. And it's like 60-second birthday or something. 21 after the hour.
Yeah. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We're at 23 after the hour. This is the overview of what's going on News Talk Radio, Talk Radio Review, with the ladies and the gentlemen who are on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Now, normally in our hours on the air, the DJV program takes this portion of the program to focus on what's trending. And, Jay, we have a lot of listener comments on the Biden address. You want to go through some of them for us, please?
Yes. Jeff Tolton said he didn't watch. Apparently, from what you're hearing, he did. Typical response, conservatives.
Was it like the viewership for the Oscars?
That seems about right.
Mm-hmm. He got more viewers than the Oscars, but it was pretty low.
Okay. Conservatives are critical. Libs thought it was the greatest speech ever. Brian Williams is salivating. Really? Kathy Bates, not that Kathy Bates, as it was nice to hear a president speak without putting others down or calling people names.
You know it's not that Kathy Bates. You don't know that it's not that Kathy Bates.
It's Kathy with an I.
Oh, okay.
K-A-T-H-I.
I'm going to trust Jay on this
one. It would be pretty cool
not
to
be Kathy Bates.
Yeah, all right.
And Karen Ingberg adds, he loves failure. His VP is failing at the border, so he awards her by putting her in charge of the economy. The whole thing is a joke and the reason why no one watched.
Maybe his personality has part to do with why people don't watch, which is too bad, because he had some important things to say, whether you agree or don't agree with him. He had some, I think, three main points there, and he tried to make them. I think that to give him 2 hours for that was kind of nonsensical, though.
Well, it was 65 minutes, and I don't know. I feel like I don't have a lot of appetite for people. I mean, Biden's not my guy, clearly. If you listen to this program very often, you'll know that. But I think it's important for people to watch. I mean, you have to, I don't know. I feel like everybody thinks they're so politically motivated right now. We use it to separate ourselves. You can't use it to separate yourself and then not pay attention to what the other side is saying. I
can get the cliff notes afterwards because a lot of it is the same old yada yada.
You're not a very political person, though, to be honest. So you're not the ones that I'm talking about. It's the people who, you know, think that they're pundits, and then they're going crazy online, and you're like, did you watch everything?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or people who get their information from others sharing their opinion. It's like, stop taking opinion as fact. Watch it yourself. Do your own
research. That's a very good point. Let's repeat that. Stop taking opinion as fact. That's fabulous.
It's hard to recognize now because of the media.
It's sure good.
It is. All the more reason we need to be watching these ourselves.
Okay. So I'll take, you've taken me to the woodshed. Thank you very much. Let's get some listener comments on the possibility of having better trained police and maybe perhaps having, we set out with a couple of questions. So what do we get for comments on that, Jay?
It is a heavy question for sure. Annette Bleach says the damage is already done. The suggestion of the importance of better training should have been addressed years ago. Billy Cummings adds, we need better training of young people. Don't run, don't resist, cooperate with police. This would go a long way towards stopping the problem.
All right. If people are following Twitter, where do they go? How do they follow us on social media?
At DJV Show across the board, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
All right. So there's a picture that's made the rounds of Ms. Maxwell's black eye. Is she getting beaten up? What was the? Is there some theory as to how she got the black eye?
She's claimed that she doesn't know how she got it. She didn't even realize she had one until she caught her reflection in a nail clipper. One of the theories is that
Caught her reflection in a nail clipper?
Yes, because she doesn't have access to a mirror.
I
want to
know how you hold your nail clipper up to your eyes and you can see yourself in it. I want to know why you have
a nail clipper in prison.
Yes, right. Exactly. Why does she have a nail clipper? Well, one of the theories is that all of those light checks, like she's being checked on every 15 minutes, like she's on suicide watch, even though her lawyer says she doesn't need to be. And that light, she's rolling up socks or something and putting them on her eyes.
She doesn't need to be on suicide watch. She needs to have somebody watching who's going to come in there to kill her like they killed Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
You're worried
well,
about.
Yeah, so she's being checked on every 15 minutes. They're doing breathing checks every 15 minutes on her.
A shiv in her side will take about 15 seconds. I don't worry about 15 minutes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An Arizona murder suspect who escaped from deputies Thursday morning in Atlanta, Georgia at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is back in custody after being spotted by a television news reporter. Jason Carlos Strover was seen by Channel 2 Action News dipping into some bushes in the College Park area. They called police and Strover was quickly surrounded and taken into custody. Mr. Strover was being transported to Phoenix to face a murder charge when he escaped. The New York Police Department is reporting an out-of-control driver fatally struck a man on a scooter before plowing into an outdoor dining setup in Queens, New York on Thursday night. The incident ended up at Peruvian restaurant Rosa Toro on 35th Street. A 60-year-old woman struck the man on the scooter and dragged him under the car for some distance. As the NFL draft continues, the first pick on Thursday went to Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence. He'll be on the Jacksonville Jaguars roster this year. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Republicans called out liberals for racism tolerance on Thursday after Senator Tim Scott offered opposing comments to President Biden's vision of America on Wednesday.
Nowhere do we need common ground more desperately than in our discussions of race. I have experienced the pain of discrimination. I know what it feels like to be pulled over for no reason, to be followed around a store while I'm shopping. I've also experienced a different kind of intolerance. I get called Uncle Tom and the N-word by progressives, by liberals.
Senator Scott on Fox News Thursday night.
I've never seen such a power grab and using people in such a despicable way. It is really disheartening to see the left's response. And frankly, even Twitter's response to racism and racial slurs, if it comes from the left, it must be okay according to Twitter's response 12 hours later.
Twitter declined to comment when asked why it took so long to remove the racial slur from its platform. After a lengthy beta, Apple has launched the iOS 14.5 and iPadOS 14.5. The updates went live Monday and include several additional features, such as a new Siri voices and a fancy new Face ID feature that makes it possible to use your iPhone while wearing a mask. Experts are saying you might find it better to wait a few days before updating. First of all, make sure you have a current backup of your Apple device before updating to the new operating systems. Two reasons to hold off. Every once in a while, there's a disastrous bug. Remember the 2016 launch of iPad Pro? Also, not every developer will be ready with software during the launch. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you care where your food comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
It's 34 after the hour now on the Inside Track Radio Talk, the news talk countdown, if you will, from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 26th to the 30th. The charts, the top 10 stories, top 10 people. We're talking about things that are on the list, but there's a countdown extra that we should talk about, what happened in Israel. Jennifer, you want to go over that, please?
Yeah, this one is really a crazy story. According to Israeli's medical officials, they say that a stampede broke out during the Jewish religious festival of Lag Ba'Omer. Omar, and I'm sorry for murdering that. Unfortunately, it's very hard to pronounce. Yeah. But it's in the country's northern region. It killed 44 people, injured 150. It's one of the deadliest civilian disasters in the country's history, and it occurred at Mount Meron. The event attracted tens of thousands from the ultra-Orthodox community. The stampede started when some revelers tripped. This wasn't terror. This wasn't some criminal attack. This was someone just accidentally, people tripping and falling on the steps, which created dozens more to fall, almost this wave of bodies falling on one another. The New York Times estimated that about 100,000 people were at this event. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, called the incident a terrible disaster. And a lot of people horrified, the survivors of this. If you look at the video and they are floating online, the people, social distancing not in play. Remember, Israel is pretty well done with the COVID crisis, and not that the ultra-Orthodox camp would probably care about that. They are packed in. And so for a group of people to fall, you can understand how this became so deadly so fast. I mean, the body is just alone, packed into this.
I've actually walked up the steps. This is a very, very steep climb. It's a long step process, and it's narrow. So I can imagine it's kind of like the Semitic tribes. The Israelis are a Semitic tribe, as are the Muslims, and they tend to want to celebrate the Orthodox wing, if you will, of both groups wants to, you hear every year about the pilgrimage to Hajj. There are a lot more people involved. Those are millions of people that go every year to perform miracles supposedly are performed there. But the followers, I don't know, I was trying to find some correlation to it in the Christianity, and I can't at the moment, where there is a huge, I can think of something like South by Southwest, but that's not a religious.
It's not sad. Right.
No. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so it's something that'll, I'm
sure.
Thing,
I mean, just to add, to make this even more tragic, obviously the loss of life is just tragic no matter what, but they feel that there were a lot of kids as they're going through this
who were victimized. And they're not just Israelis, they're from all over the world, frankly. Okay, so there's that to add to our list of things compiled by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com or also on, as Jay suggested, any of our social media, Facebook pages, and our website. The people list included number 7, Andrew Brown. There is a lot of focus on his killing in North Carolina by sheriff's deputies, being scrutinized now. So what happens, I guess, what does happen now? He was shot, wasn't he? He was driving away and he got shot in the back of the head, if I remember some of the details.
Well, the story is changing. And so this is the problem. And it's a problem we've talked about, I think, on the DJV show for a while. And that is that the police department was very silent in releasing information, which allowed the attorneys, Ben Crump and others who have really started to make a living out of representing these families of people who've been shot by police. And so they came out and said that he was executed by police and that the shot in the back of the head was the fatal one that killed him and that he was just trying to get away. Well, now, finally, the police are starting to leak. They're leaking out their side of the story. Their side of the story is that he had used his car. This is someone who was wanted there. Police were trying to serve a warrant on him. He had a very long rap sheet, a lot of drug charges, a lot of selling. He was a drug dealer. And He was using his car to drive at officers. Now, if that's the case, that would make sense as to why officers would deploy their weapon. If that is not the case, then officers have a lot to explain. Nobody knows because the
He was shot in the back of the head. He shot 5 times, the arm and other things.
But they're saying he was rolling over. He was rolling over police officers.
But see, that's what he was saying. Right, and see, now that account has actually been disputed now by witnesses saying that cops, he was backing out of the driveway, cops were already shooting through his front windshield, and then he didn't come in contact with cops and that they had already shot him. So, I don't know, the story keeps changing.
We need to see a timeline, and we need to get the body cam. And unfortunately, we have body cams for a reason, to protect civilians and to protect officers, right, so that there is at least some accountability.
Yeah, both is two-way street.
And truth.
Yeah.
It's for both. Yeah. I mean, if I were an officer, I'd be having that body cam going all the time because I wouldn't want anybody to pin something on.
Let's fast forward to what happened in Chicago this week, where another black man was shot in the back. His name was Anthony Alvarez. Shot from behind by a police officer, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. So the people in Chicago now, at least some of the talk radio hosts or some people involved in public opinion, have been talking about whether it ought to be legal or illegal to shoot suspects in the back, no matter what. And so with both Mr. Brown
and
this circumstance,
that's a problem.
Alvarez.
I mean, Yes, he was armed. And, you know, I think it's cheap, honestly, that this one story comes out of Chicago when it involves a police officer. When black men particularly are being killed in the 10s and 20s and 30s every single weekend in Chicago. Yeah. And nobody seems to care about that because it's the wrong narrative, because it's black people killing other black people. We should be caring about life. And whether it's a police officer or it's another gang member on the street of Chicago, we should care about those black people who are dying. And it seems like nobody does until it's officer involved, because they want to try to perpetuate this narrative that black people are being hunted. And I don't know. I find it pretty cheap.
All right. Number one this week on the story list, I think we need to spend some time talking about the updates when it comes to COVID-19. We've certainly talked a lot about it on the DJV program this week. And this hour is an ancillary piece for the DJV listeners and also for the folks listening to the Talk Radio Countdown show. It's an accompanying hour so that we all have a chance to specifically talk about these things that are on the list. So one of the things, Victoria, was the encouragement coming on the airwaves on radio or television. I guess I'm wondering whether people have seen or heard these spots and whether or not they're effective, encouraging Americans to get vaccinated. Because the numbers seem to be petering off. There's a solid group of about 35% of the population that says, I'm not getting the shots, period, end of story. You can talk to me until I'm blue in the you're blue in the face. It isn't going to make any difference. So will these commercials, will these items that are all over the place have an impact on people?
Well, they're aiming, you know, the PSAs on YouTube and things like that, they're aiming for a younger demographic, 18 to 34, because in a lot of places, like in Michigan, where, you know, which has become a hotspot again, they're seeing a lot of hospitalizations of younger people. And that was not the case a year ago. So, they're trying to reach a younger demographic, and I don't know. We'll see. Social media is pretty powerful when it comes to influencing younger people. So we'll see if it works. And we won't know probably for a few weeks if it's
going to be
effective. The administration needs to do a better job. I mean, the problem is that, remember, they were the ones who were questioning the efficacy of the vaccine at the beginning. Remember, Kamala Harris said, I'm not going to do anything that Trump creates. I'm not going to do any of that. Now they're trying to promote this vaccine, and they're doing it still wearing their masks and still social distancing. I think the visualization of Biden giving his address to Congress and having Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi in masks behind them when the CDC said you don't need to wear masks if you're vaccinated, which both of them
are. Outdoors, not indoors.
Indoors in small groups of people. If you've been vaccinated,
well, that's
CDC guidelines. It was spread out in a chamber of 1,600. And so the thing is, if you want people to do it, you're going to have to say that they can get back to a normal life. Otherwise, why are they going to do it? Why would anyone take the risk with their health if they still have to wear a mask and they can't be around their family? And so I think the messaging has got to change, that the path to normalcy starts here. And I think Rand Paul's right. Burn the dang mask, Joe. Burn the masks on TV and say, this is what will happen if you get vaccinated. But they don't want to do it. Control.
All right. So now the folks at Pfizer are rolling out a more manageable vaccine presentation. I guess that's what it is, right? The minimum order size that goes to, medical providers, hospitals, doctors' offices, that sort of thing.
This is actually a great thing. They said that the number one request that they've been getting is for a smaller package size. So you don't have to buy 1,100 and some doses. You can actually now get 400 or whatever at a time, which means that, you know, hopefully the vaccines won't have to just be thrown out at the end of the day or after they've been, you know, no longer refrigerated. So and a lot of people trust their own doctors, and this is giving the doctors some control too, where they can actually talk to their patients and say, look, I've got the vaccine right here. It's very effective. The Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine are actually all three. The numbers are showing consistently they are incredibly effective. So, you know, I maybe some people need some convincing from their own doctor. Maybe it'll help.
You know, I was looking back at an overview of what happened when Ebola started back, what was it, 2008 or something, when it started in Nigeria, and how it was shut down so quickly. And I guess the question after looking back or remembering some of the things that went on around Ebola and SARS, too, to a certain extent, is how much more quickly it was dealt with, not just here, but all around the world. why it took so
long.
Never
left Africa, right? There was,
yeah, no, I mean, never, no.
By and
never,
large, it
right,
didn't.
Yeah,
so,
no.
Yeah, well.
So how, I mean, hindsight's 20/20.
That was the criticism against Trump and the way that he handled it.
Well,
and
but
wanted
it even
to
goes deeper
it.
Than that. You know, well, back to the Chinese government and the fact that they didn't tell anybody about it until months and months and months and months and months after the fact, after it was developed in the lab and got loose. That's the onus is on them for that, it seems to me, very clearly. 45 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-852-1736. 800-852-1736. That's 800-852-1736. Paid for by Airtime Media.
All right, let's get at it here as time is getting short. The Arizona election audit, what's that all about? That's number 10 in the story. Does somebody want to give us a quick update on that, Jen? Victoria?
Yeah, this is the state of Arizona recounting their votes. And,
isn't that what Trump wanted them to do?
Yeah. And they're doing it. And depending on this,
they're violating their own state constitution, so I don't know how far this is going to go.
The judges, though, have ruled in favor of this going on, and they're ruling to protect it. So I don't know. We're going to see.
What's the point? Hey, Trump's not going to get to be president, so why waste time and money?
Some people believe that. Is Trump getting reelected in July or something?
Those people are crazy. And those people have been thinking that he's going to be elected in April. And, you know, I don't know how it happens, but whatever, it somehow happens. But no, the real story is, and the reason I think it's important, is because we need to see if there was any problem. Look, people need to be assured that our system is working. And so if this gives people that assurance, I say, who's afraid of doing it? I mean, no one should be afraid of transparency. You know, I mean, if there's nothing to see, then there'll be nothing to see.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf, the big bad wolf. All right, so ladies, that was good. We touched on most everything here in one way or another. Some of this stuff becomes, even though it's on the list every week, it's there's not a whole lot new. We touched on the new good stuff here at 10 before the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now it's time for us to have our weekly visit with the man in the know when it comes to your car or your auto. Nick Miles, did you try to get our car expert and it wasn't available? That's why you became our autoexpert.com? Is that, or you like the sound of auto better than
car? No, there's a lot more than cars. I think there's SUVs and trucks and things. Yeah, It covers more things.
Don't you think that I consider SUVs to be cars and stuff? I think it's the same category. That's interesting you'd break that up. All right, hold on a second. We'll pause for a moment, and then we'll get to whether or not Apple's airbag can be used to find a stolen car.
The quarantine 15, or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now. Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so Apple has a new Air Tag. What is it? What is this, sort of a tracking device? What is this?
Yeah, Air Tag is probably about right. It looks like a keychain type of thing, and it's probably just for that. You attach it to your keys or your dog, and it's the same thing that's in your iPhone. You could always, you know how you do sometimes, say, "Hey Siri, find my iPhone." You can do that from your watch or whatever, and it'll locate your iPhone and tell you exactly where it is on the little map. Well, you can do that with anything. You can attach this little AirTag to now. And the idea is people have been trying out to see if you can actually find your other devices with it, like your car. Could you put one, hide one in your car and find out where your car is, actually? You know, it was made for things like your wallet and your purse and even your dog and those type of things. And would it be a fairly inexpensive way, $29, to actually find out where your car is if someone was to steal your car? And it seems to sort of work in a lot of cases. A few people have been doing experiments with it and hiding them in their cars and then seeing if they can locate their cars. Why pay huge amounts of money for some GPS locator when you could actually do it with your car? We might have found the actual solution to finding out where someone has thieved their car to.
I think that wives would like to have it to put a tracer on their husbands also, maybe, to find out where your husband is.
You bring up a good point, but where do you insert it on the husband so he doesn't know it's there?
I'll save my answer for that for another time. All right, so here we have something going on. This sort of is a car story, but it's more of a universal story. The administration now wants to make sure that the folks who are driving Uber cars and Lyft cars are employees, therefore killing the business. So taking a philosophical point of view, and this is a blatant political statement from me, the rigidity of some people and their exuberance to be clueless, not understanding how business works, et cetera, et cetera. So the whole idea these companies have been able to profit and to hire drivers and pay them is that they are employees, not employees, they're contract workers at will. You know, these people are so damn clueless. It just is so God blessed much government. And really,
it has a huge implication. I'll tell you why on the auto industry, because a lot of people don't need a car because the little short trips that they would take, they could actually do it for less money by doing little Uber and Lyft hops, right? Mm-hmm. So it's made a big change. And of course, the pandemic did get in the way of this, so it's changed a big thing. Now that they want to make Uber and Biden has mentioned this, make Uber and Lyft people that drive employees, it's going to change that. The stock plummeted and that sort of thing. Yeah. I actually think for a different reason that it's really annoying, and that is because it puts all the power back in those guys with the cab medallions. You know, it's really making them powerful again, which I thought was a terrible thing in the first place.
But well, the other thing, they keep talking about themselves as environmentalists and the climate stuff, and not having more cars and having people take short hops in cars that already exist is a lot more eco-friendly, and they're not even thinking. It shows you what a bunch of phonies they are, frankly.
Yes, absolutely. Double standards, two different things here. You got it. Right. You nailed it, Doug.
Ridiculous. All right, Nick, thank you very much for being here. Nick and his website available at your service, ourautoexpert.com. Check out
now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.